मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 10 डिस्कस इट इन सेवरल पार्ट्स माभिर्मन्दमिनो विचिन्तय बहुधा यामिश्चिरं यातना नैवामि प्रभवन्ति पापरिव स्वामीननु श्रीधरः कुलशेखर महाराज अगेन प्रेइंग टू हिज माइंड ही सेइंग ओ माइंड डोंट वरी डोंट फ्रेट अबाउट the immense sinful reactions that are awaiting you in hell. Bahudha yamish chiram yatana. Bahudha is many, chiram is for a long time, yatana is suffering. So because of yama, that means after a devotee becomes spiritually awakened, philosophically informed, then the devotee understands that actually I have committed so many sinful, abominable activities, and I have to get so many reactions for that. So actually, once we truly understand the implications of the law of karma, we understand that our future is quite frighteningly grim. So there are descriptions of the hellish planets in the scriptures, and we understand that because of the culture that we have been, because of the conditioning that we had, even in this life we have committed many of those sinful activities which will cause us immense suffering as a consequence, and what to speak of the activities that we may have done in our previous lives. So the prospect of a future where all our karmic reactions will come and hit us can be quite unnerving at the very least. So how does the devotee deal with this? If the mind starts fretting, oh, I'll have to suffer so much in the future. Naivami prabhavanti paparipava swami nanu shridharaha. He says, oh mind, don't you know that your master, your swami, is paparipava, he's the enemy of sin. That Lord Krishna drives away sin. Where he is present, sin cannot be present. Swami nanu Sridharaha. He is also Sridharaha. On whom Sri resides. He is the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. So, two ideas are being juxtaposed over here. One is that he is the Paparipava, enemy of the sin. That means he drives away misfortune and suffering from a devotee's life. And Sridharaha, he brings good fortune and auspiciousness in a devotee's life. So actually, whenever a devotee is in distress, or when a devotee feels that the distress is going to increase in the future as a consequence of the complications of whatever things I have done in the past, then this remembrance that Krishna is the enemy of sin, Krishna has promised that aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksheshyami, I'll free you from all sinful reactions, and more than that, Krishna's bhakti has the potency to burn away all sinful reactions. So bhakti itself has this potency, and bhakti manifests Krishna's potency, who is himself very merciful also. So that way a devotee understands that actually, as long as I'm serving Krishna, there is, if at all any misfortune, it is only temporary. And there is actually a great good fortune awaiting me. And even whatever misfortune seems to be there, Krishna, by his expertise, will convert that, will make that as a stepping stone to make me detached, make me realized, make me mature, and bring me closer to Krishna. So in this way, when we chant the holy names, our minds get distracted by so many worries. For us, we may not be thinking about, I'll get reactions for my sins in hell. Our cultural values are so different that hell seems to be a very remote prospect for us. But even our day-to-day life sometimes seems to be hellish. We feel there are so many complications and I have to deal with them. How can I just sit and chant here? But if we understand that actually Krishna is the remover of misfortune and Krishna is the bestower of good fortune, And it is that Krishna with whom I am connecting right now when I am chanting. So with this understanding, whatever problems might be there, we know that Krishna will deal with them. So let me just focus wholeheartedly on trying to serve Krishna, trying to please Krishna. And rather than thinking of my own plans and schemes by which to bring good fortune in my life, let me focus on trying to connect with Krishna, who can bring far greater good fortune and who can remove far greater misfortune than what I can do with my best planning and best effort. So let me, instead of planning and endeavoring for any other thing, plan and endeavor right now how I can improve my chanting, how I can absorb myself in Krishna more. And He will do whatever is required to ward off misfortune and bring fortune in my life. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.